If you ever get the chance to talk to comedian Paula Poundstone, you'll quickly discover one of the things she's most passionate about: connecting. Whether it's connecting nursing home patients to some extra love from her German Shepherd mixed dogs, to connecting the dots from the news to the funny. Poundstone has apparently been a keen observer for quite some time.
The first sentence of the last paragraph of the summary letter written by my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Bump, in May of 1965, which was in lieu of a report card back then, said, "I have enjoyed many of Paula's humorous comments about our activities."
But that doesn't mean she liked watching the news.
No. I used to find the very sound of the news annoying. I used to beg my father to turn it off.
That was until she went to live for a short while in the early 80s with philosopher and mind-altering drug advocate Timothy Leary and his wife in his post-Purple Haze days. Poundstone says he kind of talked her into watching the news with his family, even though she would have preferred to nap after late-night comedy club stints at the Hollywood Improv and such.
And he said, "Well, you come watch with us. And if you have any questions, we'll explain it."
It didn't take long before she was hooked on the news.
Maybe 2 years later was the Iran-Contra scandal. And I was riveted to those hearings. That was sort of my beginning point.
These days, Paula Poundstone is renowned for her rapid-fire wit on the NPR radio show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, the CIA recently completed a successful week of training using some school buses they borrowed from a school district in Virginia nearby. They returned to the buses in great condition, except they forgot something in one of the buses. What?
A waterboarding chair.
No, I'll give you a hint. To be fair to the CIA, we've all done it. You know the feeling. You lock your car, you walk away. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, no, and you start looking in your pockets, and then the car explodes.
They left a bomb in there?
They left explosives in the school bus, is what they did.
Poundstone says the audience is her best friend, because no matter what trouble she's carrying or what they've been through,
at any level of human existence, laughing with a group of people is just the best thing in the world.
Poundstone brings her comic observations to the Van Wassel in Sarasota this Sunday night. Susan Giles, Wantuck, WUSF 89.7 News.